Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. What time of your call for customer support? I'm not helping.
Yes. Hi. I'm calling. I'm trying to find out how to cancel my membership.
Okay. I'll be happy to help you with that. May I have your zip code?
30157.
Your first and last name?
Erica Brickhouse.
You said your first name is Erica?
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am, can you verify that full shipping address?
It was 75 Whispering Way, Dallas, Georgia, 30157.
Okay, so one moment. Okay, one moment. It's still loading up here.
Okay, while it's loading, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I was reading through the terms and conditions, which is how I saw that I had inadvertently signed up for this membership. So my debit card was just recently billed $67.32. And I would like to find out if I can get that reversed, because according to the terms and everything, it said I was supposed to get a $200 gift card to use for this random website that I don't have, so I'm paying for something that wasn't agreed upon by both parties.
Okay, I show here where you did receive our tactical bag that was your welcoming gift. Yes, ma'am, and to your monthly membership where you are charged the $67.32 monthly. And now the voucher is sent out via the email. And I do have your email address that we do have on file where it was sent out to.
Yeah, I checked my spam folders and everything going back to even the day before I placed the order for the tactical bag, and I had nothing in there but junk. Like, there was no nothing.
Okay, so first you said you want to get the account canceled out.
Yes, I don't want the membership.
Okay, then I'll see what we are able. I know we do still, even though your account is canceled, we'll be able to send you. Well, we've got to send it back out, send the vouchers back out because it still is yours. But I'll see what we're able to do in regards to your refund that you want.
I mean, if I can get the voucher sent back out, I mean, like I said, I inadvertently signed up. I didn't read the fine print terms and conditions. So, I mean, that's my own fault. But if I'm going to, like, if I'm going to pay that $67.32 and not get a refund, then I definitely want that voucher.
Okay, so first, well, this is what I do then, because, you know, you just, I'll go on ahead and let me get the account canceled out, and I'll put in the request so your voucher can get reshipped out. Or resent out to you via your email, okay?
Okay.
So one second.
I'm
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I was successfully able to get the account canceled out, so you don't have to worry about any future charges, vouchers, or anything going out. But now I had to submit the request so your voucher can get resent out. I know that that team does respond within 24 hours, so you should receive, like I said, a new voucher within, like, the 24, no more than 48 hours once they got my response. But it is going to be emailed back.
Okay, can you confirm the email? I mean, I know I didn't receive any type of email. Like, no, not even like a confirmation email that I placed the order type thing. So I was actually wondering if I had signed up for like a scam, paid for a scam anyway. But yeah, can you confirm the email?
Yes, ma'am. It's your first and last name together, all lowercase, at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so you'll be receiving, and if you don't receive, now you can always even say within at least 2 days, call us back in, and then we'll be able to, you know, if we're showing where they sent it back out and you still ain't got it, then we'll be able to, you know, more than happy to accommodate you or assist you, okay?
Okay. Do you guys, or is the call center open on the weekends, or is it just like Monday through Friday?
Ma'am, it's 24/7. 7 days a week. We even open on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I hope you get double pay for that.
But yeah, it's 24/7. We stay open all day. So whenever you're able to call in, and if you do have to get a call back, just know I advise people that instead of waiting on the line for an agent, it's best to just put in for a call back and one of us will get back out to you.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, I think I waited on hold for like 30-something minutes, because like I said, I thought it was a scam. I saw the initial charge, and then I saw another charge. I was like, son of a bitch, did I just get my card information ripped off? And then, like, and then I was reading, I went back to the website, and I was like, oh, okay, well, at least there's something there.
Yeah, no, it's just, our call volume is pretty, like I said, pretty high. Now the longest call back wait is like 3 hours, so.
Holy cow.
Yeah, got a lot of calls.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your evening, and thank you for your help.
You as well. And do you want that confirmation number, too?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
It's Sears and Charlie. 262 625-365.
All right, so it was C262-625-365.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.